What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Morgan is ready. He throws. Sadon swings and misses. He's gone. The ball game is over. Red Sox drop 2 of 3 in San Diego. Oh, what might have been out west. The Red Sox totally frustrated. A series, a game decided by 2 or 3 moments that did not go their way.
Bad weekend for the Red Sox. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Padres.
They're good, though.
I got a little ahead of myself. I said the Astros. Maybe there's some foreshadowing.
No, let's hope not.
For the upcoming series. But they dropped 2 out of 3 in San Diego. They had been passed by the Seattle Mariners for the number one wild card spot. Quick, Keith, what do those two teams have in common with something the Red Sox did not do just
Seattle
a week or so
and
ago?
San Diego loaded up.
Loaded up at the trade
deadline.
They
went very aggressive, was their approach at the deadline, to sort of lock in their playoff spot and perhaps advance several rounds into the playoffs. You saw it firsthand, too, with some of the San Diego guys. They went from being rumored to trading some of their starting pitchers to keeping those guys and then just loading up on the bullpen, which they got a bunch of guys that just throw gas out there.
That start from Michael King, the Saturday game, where he was out after 2 innings, they pieced the whole thing together with like nasty reliever after nasty reliever after nasty reliever. it was ridiculous.
It was kind of crazy. Yeah, starting in the 3rd inning, and you just have all these guys, including Mason Miller, their guy Suarez, who actually you got to. But, yeah, it was just kind of a murderer's row there. Plus, you know, their lineup is decent and whatever else. So it is a good team, but, like, so are the Red Sox. Like, the Red Sox, and they, I mean, the Saturday game is really the pivotal one. Like, that they should have taken 2 out of 3, and we're looking at it a little bit different. You're going into the series after another series win, but instead you're not, and you're going up against another good team on the road.
I think beyond just the big picture, and look, not every team that loaded up at the deadline is playing well. The Mets loaded up. They've lost 7 in a row. You look at some of these, the Yankees loaded up and added to their bullpen. Yeah. And the Yankees have been miserable. What have they lost? They've dropped 7 out of 10. They did win a game over the weekend. But, you know, not every team that loaded up is playing well.
Yeah.
So that'd be my biggest takeaway, though. Like, San Diego got a lot better. You stood pat, made minor additions here and there. If you even want to count the Dustin May addition, Matt's has been pretty good. And I think that played itself out. Meanwhile, Seattle's won 7 in a row, and they're now the top wild card team, and they've passed you by. I think the second takeaway from this weekend would be the Red Sox situationally remain poor. They couldn't bunt a runner over in extras on Saturday night. Yesterday, it's hard to get mad at Roman Anthony. I mean, Roman Anthony's been awesome. He tied the game on Saturday night to even get you to extra innings. He came through in a big spot. But yesterday, bases loaded nobody out. He wasn't the only one to not come through. But he doesn't come through in a big spot there. Just situationally, the Red Sox were lacking this weekend. You can tell me the Padres are a really good team, and they are. But as you said, so are the Red Sox. You'd like to see a series win there. Yeah. And I went into the weekend nervous about this trip. And if we're being consistent, I went in the last weekend nervous about the Astros series. They swept them. But I was nervous about this trip. I'm like, I could see coming in on Monday saying the Padres loaded up, saying you did nothing, and now they're reeling a bit, and now here we are. So they're going to have to beat the Astros in another series to salvage this trip.
Yeah, and I think another part of it, too, was on this stretch where they really turned things around and they've had two really big winning streaks. You look at Lucas Giolito and Brian Bello, and you're like, these two guys have been nasty to the point where you're like, if they add another starter, it might be the number four. Because like the stat, we kept talking about, like, look where they rank in ERA, and you know the strikeouts were starting to come up, and you're like, but you knew like those were two guys, like just when you started to rely on them, we've seen so many bad performances from them in their careers. Now, I'm hoping that this back-to-back games is sort of like a one-off, or not a one-off, but like sort of like there's a little blip, and then they kind of go back to their form, because both guys have been way better for most of their starts. And then a couple of stinkers. And they get those ones back-to-back where neither can go deep into games. They're both walking guys, leaving runners. You're just like, that was tough. Because they had sort of turned it into, like, at least when those guys, like, they were great. Like, just mowing guys down. Giolito had some crazy, like, 5-6-game stretches in here. And you're like, oh, my God. Is he that good? Like, you can count on him. And, like, locked in playoff starters and everything else. And so for those guys to have those kind of performances, too, you know, You're gonna lose series that way.
It's true. I do think that's fair, though. Giolito and Bello, if you added another starter, everything would slot in so much more nicely if you had a number two behind Garrett Crochet. Who's that guy that moved? They didn't. I mean, you were hoping to get Dylan Cease, who was awesome. He didn't move. You were hoping to get Joe Ryan. He didn't move. So, you know, that I'm not sure that guy moved necessarily, but that would have been ideal if you could slot someone in between Crochet, slot down Bello, slot down Giolito. That would fit together nicely. Now, look, the Red Sox still, I don't think they're in jeopardy of missing the playoffs yet.
No.
And so I don't want to panic on that front. They have the best run differential in the American League, fifth in baseball. They are still working their way. They're only three runs behind the Yankees for the top offense in the American League, 596 to 593. So I don't think this was any referendum on the Red Sox and their ability to make the playoffs. I do think it shows the Red Sox might be a little separated from the true top-tier high-end teams if you lump in San Diego with that group.
Yeah.
I think that would be a concern coming out of the weekend. Not can they make the playoffs, but what do they do once they get there?
Yeah, I kind of think, too, like the National League is kind of nasty.
Yeah,
right?
Like,
there's some really good teams in the National League. And that's
all
why
teams with a better – they're fifth in baseball, but there are four National League teams with a better run differential.
Yeah, like the way they open the season with like the second half with the Cubs and the Dodgers, and now you see this Padres team, you're like, oh, that's pretty good out
Phillies.
There. Phillies are always good. So that's part of the calculus, though, during the trade deadline, why the Red Sox should have loaded up, because the American League was so wide open. Like you could lock in a playoff spot, and you could advance deep, and then get to the World Series, and you know, whatever the hell happens, happens. But they are still three games up on Cleveland. Somehow, some way, Cleveland is the next team out. They're a half game behind the Yankees.
Very strange.
Yeah, very strange. And then the Rangers have lost four in a row.
I was going to say, Rangers are another team we gave a lot of credit at the deadline. They've been terrible since they quote-unquote loaded up.
And then everybody else is out of it. And so if you look at that, the Red Sox have a five-game lead over the Rangers, a three-game lead over the Guardians. So that's what they're working with right now. So I'm with you. Like, I think they still have one of those spots. But, you know, Saturday should have been a win, and it wasn't. And you don't want games like that to come back and haunt you.
We'll get you a hashtag Dork Minute coming up. Spoiler-free review of Weapons. That's at 10:45. We'll reset on the Patriots, Drake Maye's night. What'd you think of the 48-18 win? There's a new list out from the Athletic tiers, actually.
Keith. They did tiers? Are they doing power rankings within the tier, which
they
I know
tiered,
you like?
They tiered and ranked quarterbacks.
Okay.
We'll tell you where Drake Maye fit into that. Coming up in just a little bit. He was lower than that. He wasn't
seven.
On tier seven. They only did five tiers, and he wasn't the seventh ranked quarterback. Spoil that.
Right.
We can't have a Red Sox weekend, though, without another controversy. Scandal would probably be too strong.
You're not talking about the botched hidden ball trick by Manny Machado, are you?
No, that wasn't very good either by Manny Machado.
That's great.
No, have you seen any of this?
I have seen this, John Boy
has a lot of these Red Sox videos lately.
Uh-huh.
They say cameras got an angle of a Red Sox coach showing images of the difference between Padres reliever Robert Suarez. That's the game the Red Sox wound up losing on Saturday. His setup when he's about to throw a fastball or a changeup. You watch the video. You go over to the dugout. there is a tablet where they're showing Robert Suarez. Now, MLB has provided a clarification. Kyle Glazer reached out to MLB to get that clarification on the Red Sox use of the iPad in the dugout. Per MLB spokesman, clubs are able to add their own advanced scouting materials to the dugout iPads that are registered with us.
How about that? That's they must be on that network.
That's MLB's description. I would just tell you, it'd be easier to brush this aside if there hasn't already been a lot of nonsense with the Red Sox this year. There's just another one to throw onto the pile.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
I kind of love it. You got to be cooking something up. I feel like the last 3 years, they probably weren't cheating at all.
No.
Probably just doing it by the book.
iPads, is this cheating, Apple though? Watches.
No, you guys set up?
So I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
I don't know that we should ignore it given the manager and the team's history on this sort of specific kind of antics, but does it seem like the biggest deal in the world? No.
No, not at all.
It's just another weekend and another one of these, and they seem to happen all the
time. That's fine. Let me clarify. This probably is not cheating, but if it were, good. Go for it.
I do agree with this.
How'd the Astros win? How'd the Red Sox probably win? You got to do it. Everybody else is up to something. It's the old Belichick. If you're a fan of Belichick, you'd be a fan of this. Cook something up. Find a way around it. They're allowing iPads in the dugout. Use the iPads. You know, they're not just for snood. You can do other things. So I'm in favor of it. Alex Cora has a good mind. He can pick up little tricks.
Uh-huh.
He can see guys. Oh, look at that. That looks like a changeup coming in. Let's check the tape. Watch the tape again. Boom. That's fine. That's not even cheating, though, right? Like, people get into that.
Well,
argument all the
every
time.
Team in baseball does it.
I don't know. I mean, I think when you start to bring in technology, that becomes a gray area. I don't think this specifically is egregious. But if they're bringing it into it, I don't know if the Red Sox exactly know where the line is when it comes to technology.
Jump over it.
So I would say
it's not an Apple Watch.
If they're back and they're cheating, good. Yeah, at least we know what Cora does.
Yep.
But this is another weekend with another one of these. So Alex Cora, speaking of him, will be on WEEI Afternoons later on this week. Today on WEEI Afternoons, you'll get the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May.
Nice.
On a Patriots Monday here on WEEI. You can listen on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways
to consume
that interview here today. On a Patriots Monday, Jones and Keith will get back to the Pats at high noon. On the way next, spoiler-free review of weapons in the hashtag Dork Minute.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
The show starts in one...
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi?
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Muir's name.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, Dork Minute. Here on Jones and Keefe WEEI, it was another weekend at the theater. I was not at a splash pad this week with human feces in the middle of it. No, I was in a nice AC theater.
Brag.
For 2 hours and 8 minutes as I was taking in the latest horror movie. know what they're referring to it as, Jones, which I've never heard it put this way? A horror mystery.
Oh,
a
horror mystery.
Or a mystery horror.
Oh.
You flip them around if you want.
Okay.
This has been getting a lot of attention. Nick saw it as well, so you can back me up or disagree with me later on. You can chime in. We've circled this one, though, for a while. We saw the trailers for this. We're like, this looks creepy, looks scary, and I'm excited to see it. The movie's called Weapons.
This was like when you were doing your full summer preview. This was one of the ones
that
you previewed a long time ago.
This was one. You have the kids leaving their house. So every kid in a classroom leaves their house at 2:17 a.m. There's, I guess, the mystery.
Okay.
There's some of the mystery.
All right.
And then there's a lot of scary stuff going on. This is always spoiler-free on these Mondays. Tonight on the Dork Podcast, we'll do half spoiler-free, half spoiler-full, and we'll discuss this whole thing. So the director of this movie also did a movie called Barbarian, which was a hit horror movie from a couple of years ago. I think it's on HBO Max now, if you've missed it. Pretty wild. A little bit of comedy in that one, too, or like some just like bizarre stuff. It's one of those movies that starts out as one thing and then turns into something else altogether. This one's more sort of the one thing, I guess you would say. But I thought it was pretty scary, if you're looking for scary part of it, but very interesting. I liked it quite a bit. I hyped the heck out of it, though, which might have been my own fault, because it's not the best movie of the year. I went in thinking there was a chance that it could be, and it is up there.
I was going to say, you and Nick talking about it off, it's still like top five movie of the year, not number one.
Correct.
Okay, so still good.
So once again, it'll always come down to like, all right, there's a good competition for movies not named Sinners to be the second best movie of the year. And I think, like, I liked Superman a lot. I obviously love the Tim Robinson friendship movie a lot as well. This is right up there with everything else, though. So yeah, maybe it's fourth, maybe it's fifth. It's somewhere in there. Pretty good. Yeah, so Zach Cregger is the name of the director who also wrote this. Josh Brolin is in it. Julia Gardner, who you would know from Ozark, is in it. She was also the Silver Surfer. The big month for Julia Gardner.
Huge month.
Huge month. Josh Brolin actually was in this movie replacing Pedro Pascal. So Pedro Pascal, who's in every single movie
and TV
show.
He couldn't do both of these films. She could, but he couldn't.
Believe it or not, scheduling conflicts for... I'm like, oh, is that right? Pedro Pascal is in every movie that's coming out right now? He's in everything.
Yeah, he was originally cast, then the SAG strike happened, and then all of a sudden he couldn't do it anymore. So because he had 18 other things lined up.
Yeah, he's in another movie that I'll get to that's streaming now. He was in that too, which I was like, all right, like he's in everything. But no, but Weapons is very good. Our guy Stiz, also resident horror movie fan, he was going on this weird Twitter.
You have to talk with him when he gets here.
He needs to settle down.
Isn't that like a daily stance though? When Stiz gets here, we got to have some sort of conversation.
We got to talk to him about this.
Yeah. You know, this is like we need to have a talking too.
Yes, because his whole thing now, he's like, these movies are doing too much to promote themselves, and now the expectations are getting too high. Like, just let the movie speak for itself. And he's like, I haven't seen it yet.
He's not wrong, though. You inflated it a little bit in your own mind, but he hasn't seen it.
Right.
That seems like a fly.
But you need to promote
the
movie.
There is
something. So this is...
Well, he hasn't seen it. He's comparing it to another movie.
He goes, yes. He goes, I haven't seen Weapons yet.
But
he goes, I bet Bring Her Back is better than Weapons. I'm like, well, you haven't even seen it. How would you know that?
He's making a bet.
Yeah.
I make bets all the time with stuff. You can't bet what you've seen.
Can't know everything.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But making a bet. I think this was better than Bring Her Back. That was a crazy horror movie, too. That was really good and is worth seeing. I agree with Stiz on that.
Do you think he's trying to gatekeep horror? Like, it's getting too big now?
Oh, he's like the soccer fan.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. Yeah, Nick, that's a great call. Because Stiz was like the horror guy. And now you got like me, Nick, you got all these people like piling on and Wiggy. Like, oh, we like horror. He's like, no. Get away from here. Because right now is probably the best time to be alive for horror movies. Just because they're nonstop. All they make is comic book movies and horror movies.
I feel like I hear a lot of, when we're talking movies, well, when the two of you are talking movies, when you're bragging about how many you've seen, what's your list up to? You're both up to 50 now?
I'm over 50.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think last this morning it was like 54.
Okay.
So yeah,
it's
flying.
It's very horror heavy is what it is. Yeah.
It is, but they did, because they're relatively cheap to make. This movie already made its money back and then some. I think worldwide it's already doubled whatever the reported budget was for the movie. So they are like gangbusters. And so as somebody that just likes horror movies and comic book movies, it's a great time to be alive.
Chuck in New Hampshire, my wife and I saw Weapons last night.
Brag.
Nice. Very
cool.
It's
a double brag.
Tarantino-like horror movie is what Chuck in New Hampshire says.
Yeah, I can see it that way. Yeah. Because they kind of like, they jump around the time a little bit and sort of Tarantino-esque. Some people are saying that it was kind of funny. I don't think it was that funny.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think it was. Now, I think, like, the way that...
There's a scene that was funny, but the movie itself wasn't funny.
No. The way the kids run, it's sort of like a Naruto run.
Okay.
And so I think some people, maybe because it's so creepy, their reaction is to, like, laugh at it a little bit. But I think it was more creepy. I thought it was actually a good, like, horror technique. Like, if you just see... Because this isn't a spoiler, because I think it's in the trailer. It's at night, but some of them have gotten picked up on, like, house cams. These kids leave the house and they kind of put their arms to the side and they just like run straight.
Oh, wait, yeah, I've seen this.
It's creepy as hell.
I have seen this. Okay,
so, but some people are saying that's funny. I'm like, oh, is that funny?
That's a Naruto run?
Naruto.
That's how you would describe that?
Yeah, Shime used to do that up and down the hallway. It's a little Naruto run.
Yeah, when people were going to storm Area 51. Yeah, they were. That's what they wanted to do.
That's how they were going to run.
Yeah, it was a aerodynamic type of way of running around.
Okay.
I guess.
El Prez, Dave Portnoy, over at Barstool,
had
the following tweet. He says, I've heard all the hype about Weapons. This is a little stiz.
Oh, he's heard them all, huh?
He says, I planned my entire weekend around watching it. I didn't realize it wasn't available to stream yet.
You can go to the theater for this one.
So I went with Sinners instead. So this takes a U-turn.
Hell yeah, okay.
This takes quite a U-turn.
I'm not in on this. Yeah.
I may be like 6 months late to this critique.
That is probably true.
But that was one of the most overhyped, overrated movies of all time. If you say that movie, Sinners, was great, you have no movie credibility with me. That sounds like Greg.
Wow.
This is a Greg tweet.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
No, that's fine. I would disagree. I think Sinners is the best movie of the year. I think Sinners is one of the best movies of the last 10 years. Like, I think it's fantastic. Oh, it's
said that? I've heard you say it's best of the year. Have you said you think it's one of the best movies of the last decade?
So, by the end of the year, I think maybe on Dork we'll do like a 25 for 25 type of thing. I bet it's one of the 25 best movies of the last 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a hot take? Is that accurate over there?
I don't think so. Wow. I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah. The hot take is actually saying it sucked. That's the hot take.
I agree with that. Most people seem to like it outside of Greg and Portnoy.
So I guess the count, and I have no problem, like, people like what they like. But if you think that movie sucked, or if you think that this movie sucked, I'm curious what would be at the top of your list for this year.
Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay, and if that's what it is,
it could be that. Yeah. I'm still thinking about watching that. I'll get around to it at some point. Yeah.
See them aliens via a Naruto run.
So they were doing Naruto runs a little bit in this film, which I think, fine, did not scare me, did not make me laugh. In fact, I thought it was more creepy. But yeah, this one was good. So I also saw, speaking of Pedro Pascal, now available to stream on HBO Max, a movie called Freaky Tales. Oh, tales as in story, not on the back of an animal.
Got it. Yeah, not from Sonic.
No, not right, Sonic's right, buddy.
Got it.
No. Tales, like, I'm going to tell you a story.
Sure.
Pedro Pascal is in it. They also have a fictionalized version of the 1987 Golden State Warriors All-Star Sleepy Floyd.
Great.
And that's all I'm going to say. Let me just tell you, this movie was incredible.
I've heard more off the air. I know you don't want to spoil it.
No, I don't want to spoil it at all because it helped me.
Good Sleepy Floyd cameo? Is it more than a cameo?
No, he's one of the main. He's one of the characters in the
film. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I don't want to tell you too much because my viewing of this was just a buddy of mine saying, hey, you should watch this. And I saw like the poster. I didn't know what I was getting into. Incredible ride.
Really?
Freaky Tales. Check it out.
Okay.
So it was a great movie for me watching, or a great weekend movie watching was.
Will Freaky Tales be reviewed on the hashtag Dork Podcast?
Yeah, it might not get like a standalone episode, but I will definitely talk about Freaky Tales. And so tonight, thank you for asking. So tonight, we're going to start with Weapons, 8:45. And then the second episode tonight, we're doing what might be the worst movie of the year, Ice Cube's War of the Worlds.
Oh.
We're going to do a full breakdown on why that was so bad. So little of the good, little of the bad.
I forget. Are
the
you
memes
saying-
coming out of that movie? Are wild.
The War of the Worlds one?
All over the place.
Yeah. Interesting.
People are just grabbing them left and right.
I probably don't even realize that I'm seeing them right now. I probably don't even get it because I'm
Ice Cube in glasses sitting in front of a computer. You've seen it.
That's what it is.
That's the movie.
I'll keep my eyes up.
It's the whole movie.
I forget. Do you give these grades here or are you waiting for the podcast to give your official grade on Weapons?
I'm wrestling back and forth between either a hard 5 or a soft 5.5.
Okay.
I'm in between.
Okay.
Well, Nick, what would you go with?
I would go 5.5.
Okay.
Hard 5.5. Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's something.
It was very good. It was very good.
Okay. Check out the hashtag Dork Podcast tonight on the Odyssey app. We do the Dork Minute every Monday here on Jones and Keith. That was your spoiler-free review of Weapons, which is in theaters, not streaming, Portnoy. 617-779-7937. We got your phone calls there. We'll get back to the Patriots. Are the Patriots back themselves? Certainly looked that way. We'll get to it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.